One of the great scandals of our faith, one of the scandals of what we believe as Catholics, is that God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-good, chooses to use human beings to accomplish his will. God, who created all things, who's in control over all things, chooses to use weak human beings, dust and ashes, as Abraham says in our first reading, to accomplish the things that he wants to be accomplished in the world. The Bible is ultimately a story of this, God accomplishing his will through the acts of human beings. But just three quick examples. One that might come immediately to our mind is Mary, the mother of God. It was only because of her yes, because of her free response to God's call, that the second person of the Trinity became man, that our Savior was born as a human being. Then we have John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord. Again, leading, preparing the people for the coming of the Savior. And once Jesus was to ascend into heaven, he called Peter, about as broken of a human being as you can imagine, betraying the Lord all those times, doubting. He was to be the rock upon which the church would be built, and that church would continue throughout history through his successors. This is scandalous. This is hard for me to stomach sometimes, that God trusts us. Because it didn't stop with the Bible. He's still trusting you and me to use our freedom to do things that are ultimately going to line up with what he wants for our world. One of the ways that we do this in particular is through prayer. Through our prayer, and especially prayer of intercession, prayer for things. And Jesus talks a lot about that in the gospel today. Now, some of you know that this past week I was up north with my family. So I spent a full 5 or 6 days with my parents, my brother and sister, their spouses, and all of my nieces and nephews. And it was impressed upon me once again just the beauty and the messiness of family life. I was witness to an awful lot of persistence in asking for things on behalf of my nieces and nephews. Asking over and over, repeating to their parents what they want. A Johnny Pop, or to go to the beach, or to put this piece of wood onto the fire. It's like, keep your distance, you know. And in particular, I noticed this in the youngest of my nieces and nephews. His name is Arthur. He's just between 1 and 1.5 years old, and so he's just speaking. But he's learned to just repeat himself over and over and over and over again until he gets some sort of a response. And he does this with any number of things, but one of the ways that I notice it the most is when somebody's holding him and he wants to get down. He just says, get down, get down, get down, mama, get down, get down. And a lot of the times, the response is, yeah, okay, he's going to get down. That's okay, we can let him down, he can run around, he can play with his other cousins, his siblings. But sometimes, the answer is no. Because sometimes, mom and dad know better than little 1.5-year-old Arthur. Like perhaps when Uncle Father Ben is celebrating Mass for the family. And if they were to put Arthur down, he would run all over the place and distract all of his cousins and his siblings. Or perhaps higher stakes when we're all gathered around the fire. And to set Arthur down in that moment would be very dangerous. He could hurt himself by running into the fire. So he needs to be held. The answer has to be no to his persistent calls. And sometimes that's kind of sad for little Arthur. I share this story as an image of our lives, as an image of our action and our prayer before God. God is our parents. We are 1.5-year-old babies. Just crying out to God. The amazing thing, again, this scandalous thing that God chooses to use our freedom to accomplish his will, is actually that through prayer, let me say that again, there are certain things that will only happen in this world because of our prayers. Let me say that again. There are certain things that God wills to happen only through the prayers that we human beings say. And so if you've ever had a second thought about, oh, should I pray for this? Or should I pray for that? Or maybe I shouldn't pray for this good thing. Well, get that out of your head. You definitely should pray for that thing. Because there are certain things in our life that will only take place because God wills that they would happen through our prayers. And that's amazing. That's a lot of responsibility for us to pray for those in need. But just like little Arthur, 1.5-year-old Arthur, God sometimes has to say no to us. Because God isn't concerned just with our goods in this life, but he's concerned with the best things for us. He's concerned with the greatest good, which is ultimately our sanctification, our holiness. And so I'm sure some of you have experienced this where you've prayed for things over and over and over again, and it seems like there's no response. Well, for one thing, what does God really want? He wants you to turn to him. He wants a relationship with you. And then ultimately, he's seeking to purify your will, the things that you want, so that they would be more closely conformed with what he wants, which is ultimately the greatest goal for all of us. We want to be like Jesus, whose will was perfectly conformed with God the Father's. We want to be like all of the saints who ultimately wanted everything that God wanted. And so, friends, we must pray. We must ask. We must seek. We must knock on the door, being fully confident that it will be open to us. Because there are certain things that are only going to happen through our prayers. And if the things don't happen through our prayers, well, then God clearly has some greater plan for us. He has something bigger for us that we just can't understand in our limited human capabilities. And so let's just take a moment now in silence to consider what are the things that are needs in my life. God wants to meet me in the midst of my need. Who needs healing? Who do I want to come back to the faith? How do I need to be healed myself? Place that on the altar of your heart and prepare to bring it here to this holy altar, the most powerful prayer of the church, the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And little by little, we know that our wills will be conformed to God's, and maybe along that way, he'll answer our prayers because he is good and he is seeking always what is the best for us.